Did you know that a single finger prick at home can give you over 180 personalized insights into how to improve your health and slow your aging? If you've been listening to this show for a while, you know that I tried the True Age and True Health test by True Diagnostic, and it showed me things I never learned from my regular physicals. True Health looks at over 105 biomarkers tied to your nutritional, metabolic, immune, and cognitive health. You'll see your vitamin levels, your nutrient balance, inflammation, gut health, and more. True Age measures 75 plus biomarkers to reveal your biological age, your pace of aging, and the age of key organ systems. It doesn't just give you a single number, it shows how your heart, brain, liver, and immune system are all aging. Together, the combo gives you a complete picture of your health today, along with personalized recommendations to improve your health and slow down aging. For me, it really inspired me to work on my cardiovascular health. It's so hard to get answers at the doctor's office, so I loved getting this report that had so much information on it. If you're serious about living healthier and longer, visit truediagnostic.com and use my code ATTWG for 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's truediagnostic.com, code ATTWG for 20% off. Your future self will thank you. Ever noticed how many unnecessary chemicals are in your cleaning products? When I started looking into what I was actually using around my home, I realized that my laundry detergent might just be the worst offender. So many popular brands are packed with harsh chemicals that can irritate your skin, mess up your hormones, and cause allergic reactions. So instead of continuing to use those dye-filled pods, I switched to Earth Breeze. Their detergent actually comes in sheets that are free from harsh chemicals like optical brighteners, dyes, parabens, phosphates, and preservatives. It also doesn't come in those plastic jugs. It's just a lightweight, pre-measured sheet that dissolves in the wash and gets the job done. And yes, your clothes still come out clean, fresh, and soft. I feel so much better knowing that I'm not exposing myself and my family to those unnecessary toxins. So if you're looking for a powerful clean without the harsh chemicals, try Earth Breeze. It's easy to switch, and if you're not completely satisfied, they have an amazing money-back guarantee. And right now, you can try Earth Breeze for up to 40% off plus 4 free gifts at earthbreeze.com/ATTWG. That's earthbreeze.com/ATTWG for 40% off plus 4 free gifts. Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges. From sleepless nights to stress-filled days, Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends, and they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. Even better, you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code ATTWG. We've been advertising Mood for a while. They've been really good to us, and after trying some of their gummies, it is wild how different each one feels. Those sleepy time gummies will knock you out in about 15 minutes flat. No hangovers, no grogginess. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere for that matter. They've got immune support, menopause relief, PMS, mental clarity, sexual arousal, and all of them use federally legal cannabis, and it's all grown on small family-owned American farms, and they can ship to most states in the U.S. And best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code ATTWG. So head to Mood.com and remember, use promo code ATTWG at checkout to save 20% on your first order. Hello, and welcome to Day by Day True Crime Stories, the podcast where we explore different crime or justice milestone from this day in history. I'm your host, Kona Gallagher, and today is September 17th. On this day in 1992, 18-year-old Misty Copsey vanished. She spent the afternoon at the Puyallup Fair and never made it home. Today, we'll walk through what we do know, what was found, what wasn't, and why so many remain haunted by questions that no one has been able to answer. Today, we're discussing the disappearance of Misty Copsey. Let's get started. So September 17th, 1992 was a perfect night at the Puyallup Fair. There were corn dogs, cotton candy, and carnival lights flickering to life. 14-year-old Misty Copsey and her best friend, Trina, had done it all. Rides, vendor stalls, and just hanging out and having fun together. As darkness fell, their plan was simple. Misty would catch the 8:40 p.m. Pierce Transit bus from downtown Puyallup back to Spanaway, where she lived. But she missed it. Trina, who lived closer, ended up getting a ride from her then-boyfriend, Michael, leaving Misty on her own near the fairgrounds as the crowds thinned. Trying to sort out a ride, Misty called her mom, Diana, and also reached out to an older friend, 18-year-old Reuben Schmidt. He said that he didn't have the gas to pick her up, though. Despite her basically begging him, he said that he never went to go pick her up. Misty tried to figure out alternative plans, and around 10 p.m., multiple accounts placed Misty walking toward Highway 512, possibly on or toward an on-ramp. Somewhere between the bright fair lights and that darker edge of town, her trail disappeared. She never made it home, and her mother reported her missing the next day. Even though Misty was only 14 years old and she had stated to multiple people multiple times that she had planned on going home that night, police treated her as a runaway. As such, the investigation into her disappearance was basically non-existent. Nearly 5 months passed. Then, on February 7th, 1993, a small volunteer search party combed the brushy shoulder of State Route 410 near Waco Road, east of Puyallup and several miles from the fair. There, in a shallow roadside ditch, volunteers found a pair of light blue jeans, one sock, and a pair of underwear, muddied and weather-worn. Misty's mother believed that the jeans were hers. Investigators collected the items, but early testing reported no blood or semen. Forensics in the early 90s, though, had limits. No biological fluids were reported on the garments, but three small red paint chips were recovered from the jeans, traces that might have pointed to a vehicle or industrial source, but police wrote them off as nail polish chips. But Misty's friend Trina swore that Misty hadn't been wearing nail polish that night. Those chips were later lost, which was a chain of custody failure that erased one of the very few tangible leads. Years later, as DNA technology began to catch up, the case did too. In 2012, Puyallup police requested modern DNA testing on a hair found on the jeans. By March 2013, officials announced a profile had been developed and submitted to CODIS. They did not disclose the sex or identity, only that the result would be compared nationally. From the start, names surfaced. Friends, acquaintances, and people who saw or heard pieces of stories from that night. Reuben Schmidt became a central figure in the story. When Misty missed the bus, she reached him by phone, but he said that he didn't have gas to pick her up. After she vanished, multiple people later reported that Reuben made disturbing claims, like saying he knew where Misty was buried, or tying his movements to his grandmother's property around the time she disappeared. When later confronted, he said that those statements were made to, quote, get people off his back. He also mentioned blacking out after one of Misty's calls and later coming to at his grandmother's place. His 1970s Chevy Nova shows up in some accounts, but there's no public record of confirmed forensic testing connecting that car to the case. A polygraph reportedly came back inconclusive. Trina, Misty's best friend, changed parts of her story over time as well. She initially said that she walked home, but later she admitted that she had gotten a ride with her boyfriend. Reiner was way older, and Misty did not approve of the entire situation, which is part of the reason why she declined to ride with them. Michael was later questioned, and he reportedly passed a polygraph in connection with the case. No charges followed. Misty's mother, Diana, never accepted the idea that her daughter ran away. She recognized the jeans as the ones she had let Misty borrow that night and pushed hard for those finds to be taken seriously. In recent years, Misty's brother Colton has kept the case in the spotlight, encouraging re-examination of old statements and geography. What was said, where people were, and when. Other names and theories have surfaced over the decades, including possible links to other missing or murdered teens in the region, but no concrete evidence has tied those cases together, and no new suspect has really risen above rumor. But one word defined the early days of the investigation: runaway. Misty was 14, and some officials leaned on a familiar narrative. She was an impulsive teen, she had a bad night, she decided to take off. But to those who knew her, it just didn't fit. She'd called home that night, she'd made plans to get back. But that label shaped the early response. It dampened urgency, costing the investigation valuable time. By the time the clothing turned up on the side of the road, it had been exposed to months of weather. Some evidence, including those paint chips, was lost, and jurisdictional lines between city and county didn't help. Plus, there were the fairgrounds, the rural pull-offs, and the highway ditches, not to mention the dense woods, made searches difficult. Volunteers, you know, filled the search gaps, but without full forensic support from the police, it was a rough road. Now, more than three decades later, Misty Copsey's case remains open. Each progressed images show what Misty might look like now in her mid-40s. They go up around the fair each year, keeping her face and her story in the public eye. Police have assigned personnel to re-examine tips and review the file. A podcast recently came out called Who Took Misty Copsey? And if you're looking for a fantastic deep dive into this case, I highly recommend it. I've listened to the whole thing myself. Misty Copsey's disappearance is one of those stories that doesn't let go. There are suspects, but no body, no arrest, and no conviction. But with the renewed attention that Misty's case has gotten, there's always a hope that one day that will change. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Day by Day True Crime Stories. If you found Misty's story compelling, please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. It'll help us grow. And be sure to join me again tomorrow as we explore another significant event in true crime history. Until then, stay safe and remember that behind every headline is a life worth remembering. Day by Day, True Crime Stories is a Little Monster production.
Hey, you can do it!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.